Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And it's Friday, and we do a little thing I like to call open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And nobody introduces open phones like my good friend Brian David Whitman, man.
All right, man. Here we go, gang. It is Friday night, man. And ba-boom. It's the end of a long effing week, man. Hey, man. And there's one way we like to end that week, man, is to take those phones, man. I take one end and Whitman takes the other, man, and we totally open up those phones, man. 520, gang. It's 520-9710 or 888. My brother? 520-9710. Anything you want to talk about? Anything we've talked about? Anything we talked about? Anything we should talk more about, man? 520-9710, man. Come on, man.
All right. Please. All right. Anything you want to talk about? If you missed any part of the show this week, here is what you may have missed. A highlight reel from this week's show, or this week's shows, and some funny stuff in here. So let's let it rip.
And what is the show called?
A World's Funniest Moments.
Our World's Funniest Moments.
Yes. Shouldn't I just say the show we ripped off from Bob Saget? And pretend like, oh, no, but we do internet stuff.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, right.
That's what's great about
McDonald's,
it.
McDowell's, remember?
Had a credit card that I haven't used ever, $30,000 limit, and got a letter in the mail yesterday saying we reduced it from $30,000 to $1,500.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's my daughter's reaction. That was going to pay for her private school.
Now I get cookies?
I can't afford them, baby. No
cookies. Jesus Christ.
All right, baby, hey, give me a break. When you go into Lane Bryant, is it sort of like a guy going into a porno store where there's no eye contact?
No, very much not. They make it so friendly, so user-friendly.
You look great in that girl, that kind of
girl?
Yeah.
That magenta really brings out your eyes.
Wow, guy's going to love that, man.
You
want me to help you take that to the counter?
So we have a 23-year-old white male with marijuana dependence, stoned on a regular basis, binge drinks before every family occasion, regresses into his childhood where he can't drive.
It's like you've known me my whole life.
Has no cognitive skills and begs a cab driver to take him to Jack in the Box.
Pretty much.
I think you've summed his Thanksgiving up. Bob in Studio City on the air.
I like that last one. Hey, our customer's sitting at the bar, bartender's there, and there's a gorilla next to him. The customer says, hey, what's with the gorilla, Joe? He says, hey, watch this. Bartender whacks the gorilla over the head with a stick. Gorilla gets down and pleasures the bartender. Customer comes back, says, wow, look at you. Bartender says, hey, you want to try it? Says, yeah, don't hit me over the head so hard, though. Yeah.
That's pretty good, dude. Now, are you the guy that takes the sauces home and puts them in the fridge?
Yes, I've been doing that since I was 5 years old.
So you have a lot of packets in the fridge.
Okay, this is actually very embarrassing, but all the time when we went to Jack in the Box, I'd hoard those little hot sauce packets that you get for tacos.
Right.
And sometimes late at night, I'd just open the packet and eat it. Because I love that sauce so much.
Gina's pretty good at clubs. Where's the White Lotus?
Arsenio?
Yes?
If you haven't been checked for anything recently, I suggest you do that.
Uh-oh. White Lotus?
The White Lotus attracts an element of society.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, thanks for the advice, Marquita Welby.
Actually, you know, I can get some that Kirkland vodka. It's supposed to be great juice, too.
Yeah, Kirkland's not bad either. I wouldn't go low-end, though. That's when you get liver problems and hangovers.
Are you really talking about him?
Comparing the court vodka that he's drinking?
Oh, Kirkland's vodka is actually great juice. Fuck what?
That's why I said I'm not great at advice. That's what we're going to do here. Vegas is great, man. Anytime you want a drink, anytime you want anything in Vegas, you got it.
You could get a nude woman to give you a pedicure at Vegas at 4 in the morning.
Exactly.
You're looking like that's not what I was thinking, but I'm sure you're right.
Absolutely. And this guy knows more about fast food. It's almost scary. He's like an idiot savant when it comes to fast food.
Okay.
try to stump him.
Let me ask you a question. What is monster style?
You mean animal style?
Oh, he really got me. I asked the wrong question. He got the right answer. That's crazy.
Because most guys, I think, had their Britney Spears moment at one time.
Is that right?
She affected most guys I know at some point in time.
Why is Dr. Reed pointing at him? himself when he says most guys.
I have no idea.
Went through his whole Britney Spears moment. Yeah.
Toxic.
Yeah. Gina Grad thought I said long ass. What'd you think I said?
I know you said long ass snooze. Like you snoozed during my segment.
I said long ass news.
The long ass snooze.
No, the long ass news. The long ass news.
Tim, I thought you respected me.
The long ass news.
Here I am trying to be fake journalist
okay,
here.
All right. Do I have to say it like this for you, Princess?
Yeah.
Long ass news?
What did you say about my ass?
All right, Gina Grad, everybody. All right, it is totally open phones. Also, in this hour, if you work for the Postal Service, USPS, or you work for UPS or FedEx, or perhaps you work for, I don't know, Arrowhead Water, all the guys that we tip during the holidays, what is a decent tip for the holidays? Because I lay $25 on all these guys, and a friend of mine today called me a cheap bastard. I thought $25 was cool. Postman gets $25, the Arrowhead guy, $25. Everybody gets $25. But he said, no, he said a minimum is $50. I said, $50? I go broke. The other, last year I was, I wanted to give the sanitation crew some money. And so I'm out there in my underpants, chasing down the blue trash can guy, the green trash can guy, the black trash can dude, and giving them all $25. They were thrilled. But what is a decent tip? Am I cheap at $25 for these guys? Again, if you work in one of those service industries, perhaps you're a waitress, whatever, and you get a regular customer or you're delivering something to the house, what's a decent tip so we all know this holiday season? Again, times are tight. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. I thought $25 was pretty good. Gina, do you tip these guys, like the postman stuff?
I tip them, but maybe not in the way you tip them.
Really?
Yeah.
Boom. No, you give a couple bucks to these guys?
No, I really don't. Like, I'll be the girl that, like, bakes them something and then runs out, like, in a t-shirt. And like, hey, wait, I have something for you. And you know what, Tim? They're always appreciative.
Yeah, no kidding. They want that more than my $25. But yeah, my wife bakes for them too, but I think they want money this year. But I don't know if $25, I thought $25 was cool.
No, that's very nice, Tim, very generous.
Yeah, but a friend of mine called me a cheap bastard today. He said, what are you, you got a job, you're working, you're doing well, you got a kid who's healthy, why don't you give $50? What's wrong with you, bastard? All right, 520-9710. Manny and Rosemead, you're on 97.1 FM Talk, how are you?
Look at you, dude.
Hey, dude.
Big effing stud with a rhino-sized penis.
Thank you, man. You must have seen me in a men's room.
Hey, I want to talk about this De La Hoya-Pacquiao fight.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow night.
Oh, man, $54.99.
That's what they're charging on pay-per-view?
Yeah, dude. And that's just regular. If you want the HD, it's another 10 bones. What the F, dude? Are they going to be... It'd be in the living room fighting, or what the F?
Jesus Christ.
I heard earlier Likas is going to be there.
Yeah, even a crappy seat, where they hold it, is that MGM?
MGM.
Even a crappy seat inside the arena is probably $50.
Yeah.
You could go for $50.
No, dude, cheap seats are going for a G, man.
No. I
looked it up, a G for cheap seats.
The seats way up on top are $1,000, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think wins this fight?
De La Hoya. I don't like either of them, but De La Hoya.
Yeah, I think this might be De La Hoya's last fight.
Yeah,
it might be.
I hope. Yeah. I don't want to pay 64 for another fight.
I'm going over to a friend's house and watching it. I'll be watching it as well. What time does that fight start? What time? The undercard starts at 6?
There'd be a couple of undercards.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
All right,
there he goes, everybody. Yeah, that fight is going to be pretty good, I think, tomorrow. I'm trying to figure out who to bet on, though. Charles in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy. So
what's up, my brother?
I'm driving along Wilshire, and I hear first three callers. I scramble and screw over a couple lanes, and I almost crashed, man.
Yeah. No, it's the first three callers who like Rick Springfield, dude. You don't care for Rick Springfield, do you?
I just want some free stuff, man.
Well, we'll give you some free stuff, but we want to take somebody, you know, somebody who loves Rick Springfield and, you know, screw them out of tickets.
I can sell it on eBay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we'll give you something here. Hey, see if we can give, we got for Charles here.
Does he want me to run outside in a t-shirt and cookies and say thank you?
Depends on where on Wilshire you are.
How about some stickers?
All right, we can do stickers.
All right, send that guy something. I don't know, t-shirt or stickers or send him an autograph. Send some from the Corolla show. They got a lot of giveaways, right? Got nothing up here.
They got some great giveaways.
Yeah, Jake in Baldwin Park. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
A great tip for service people.
Oh, Babu. David in La Crescenta. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up with you?
I used to work at UPS as a driver helper.
Oh, yeah, so, okay.
And during the seasonals, they hire all the seasonals, and they used to give us boxes of chocolates and stuff like that. So right. $25 is pretty decent.
Oh, $25 is good, huh?
That's awesome. Well, if you think about it, every neighbor or all the customers are giving $25, then.
Yeah. How many people are on one route for a UPS guy?
Oh, it varies on the different routes, but, I mean, they're out there all day. They're working overtime, so.
Yeah, and they still can't put air conditioning in these vans, huh?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's up with that.
I mean, don't they realize these guys are driving in Southern California dark brown colored vans that heat up?
Yeah,
it's got to be 120 degrees in there.
Oh, it's over that inside.
Yeah. And you guys are working your asses off, and a lot of times the packages are very heavy.
Sometimes. I mean, that's why they hire the driver helpers, I guess, so the drivers aren't doing all the work.
Yeah, all right, $25, man. I'm going to stick with it then.
That's awesome, thanks.
All right, thanks, dude. Take care of yourself. Anthony in Newport, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Right,
I just want to say I love, love, love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Practically every night.
Thank you, sir.
Were you specifically talking about the service industry, like as in restaurants, or just any kind of...
Well, there's a regular chick that I go to a deli, and I tip her, you know, for every meal. But I'm thinking about laying 25 on her. But also the guy who drops the mail off, 25 on him, 25 for the Arrowhead guy. I think that's a pretty decent tip, no?
Yeah, I would say, yeah. That jobs like that where you really don't have gratuity and people aren't expecting it,
right.
$25 is awesome. Like, you know, you're right up there with it. But for, like, a waiter... Someone, when you come in, you sit down in that station, and you run the bill up to $200, $25 is horrible.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. No,
oh, okay.
Please.
I just wasn't sure, you know?
No, please. Dude, I'm 20 to 25%.
Oh, okay.
Like,
nice.
I go to a California Pizza Kitchen with my daughter, and she gets that small pizza, and I get a pasta, and it's $17. And I usually, on a $17 tab, I leave the guy $6.
Oh, that's decent.
Ah, it's more than generous. I'm like Santa Claus coming in there.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for listening,
man. Thank you.
All right, have a great weekend. Let's talk to Eugene in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, when I was growing up, one of my favorite movies was Apple Dumpling Gang, and I just showed it to my five-year-old, and it's one of his favorite movies.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, my dad was in that Conway with Don Knotts.
Yeah, even the second one was just as good. Wanted to share that with you.
You know, it's really weird, is I watched that movie the other night.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got, I don't want to say this too loud, okay?
All right.
I got a little high.
Did you?
Did you hear that?
I heard that. What's cool is you can go get the guy's autograph who's in it.
Yeah, I can actually watch it with him.
Yeah, that's double trouble. Good night, Kenny.
Thanks, buddy. Take care of yourself. Yeah, the Apple Dumpling Gang is a great movie, and I was punished that summer. And my mother took all the kids on a vacation to Canada, and they were going to spend, you know, a month in Canada or so. And I was having some trouble in school. And one of my punishment was I had to stay in Los Angeles, which turned out to be great because I went to work with my dad every single day. And sat there and watched them film that Apple Dumpling Gang on the Disney lot, the back lot of Disney over there in Burbank. So I was there for every scene. Knew you know, all the actors and actresses there. It was pretty cool. One of the great summers of my life, getting into spend with my dad And him in, you know, the height of his career, starring in a Disney movie. How do you beat that? All right, let's talk to Jake in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How's a nice
All
treat?
All right, man. Pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I work for sparkling water. I'm a delivery guy. And, you know, $25 to me sounds pretty good. And especially right now with the times being tight.
Yeah. Is that similar to Arrowhead?
Yeah, it's the same thing, just different company.
And is that purified water you're dropping off?
Yeah.
Is that what Arrowhead does, or is Arrowhead spring water?
I believe it's the same.
Oh, it is. I thought Arrowhead was a step above. I thought it was spring water from Lake Arrowhead.
That could be.
Yeah. And the other, like, Sparklets is like a purified water.
Yeah.
What do you guys charge for 5 gallons?
It kind of varies from time to time, depending on, you know, the year and the, I know right now the price has gone down a little bit, seeing as with the economic thing that's going on, I guess people don't want to pay the original price.
You know what I saw on my bill the other day for bottled water?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a fuel surcharge again. Got to start taking those off when gas is $1.71 a gallon, no?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we took the fuel thing off once gas hit about like $2.20 a gallon. We took that off.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people got to follow suit.
Yeah, but I mean, at this time of year, I mean, even if the guy tipped me $5, I mean, at least, you know, it's something.
Yeah, he's thinking about you.
Better nothing.
Yeah, I think $25 is good for you guys. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to go 50 for the bottled water, because that is a pain in the ass. I don't know how you guys do it, man. You know, what is a 5 gallon jug of water weigh? Is it 40 pounds?
Yeah, about that. 40, 45.
Jesus Christ.
It's a good workout, I guess.
Break my effing back putting it up on top of that cooler every couple weeks. I don't know how you guys do it every day. All right, Jake, have a great holiday season, buddy.
All right, you too.
All right, there he goes, man. And, you know, I just got word today that we are going to do another Commerce Casino event. It's about 99% sure that it's going to happen in January. So keep listening to the show, because those are always the greatest events we ever have. We have about 500 or 600 listeners show up. They all have a terrific time. The Commerce Casino puts on a spread, free food for everybody who plays. They give cash prizes away, and it's always one of my favorite nights. I look forward to that weeks and weeks in advance. And when I wake up that morning, it's like, you know, going to Disneyland when I was a kid. So keep listening to the show. Check out the website, and we'll be sure to talk to you about it and tell you about it as soon as it's confirmed. We're about 99% sure that it's going to happen the second week in January, around January 15th. Not 100% confirmed yet, but once it is, you'll hear it on the show. Open phones, everybody. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're about 40 minutes away from Sam Phillips.
Sure.
Yeah, right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
I ain't talking just to tease people like you that don't grow on trees. That's what it's gonna be. Have everything I need around my sober Christmas tree.
97.1 FM Talk.
Wow! All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And before we get back to these phones, I'd like to thank a young man who just sent me a McHale's Navy comic book. That's pretty cool. Jack McDermott? I don't know how to pronounce that last name. Can't read it. But anyway, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And also, I'm working on something that is sure to make my wife and a lot of wives out there a little crazy. But, you know, they have Mommy and Me, where, you know, you go with your daughter, mothers and daughters, they go and they make crafts and stuff. Well, I'm in the middle of starting a Daddy and Me, where the guys with, you know, 2, 3, 4-year-old sons and daughters, we all get together, and the kids enjoy themselves, but we do it at Santa Anita.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the infield at Santa Anita. All the fellas can sit there and watch the kids, and the guys can have a cigar, maybe a cigarette, and a beer, and enjoy themselves. So Daddy and me will be a little different than Mommy and me. But I'm working on that. Hopefully I'll have everything done in the next couple weeks. So if you'd like to sign up, go to our website, and I'll contact you. Our website is a MySpace, myspace.com/Conway Show, or you can email us. Again, if you got a kid, 2, 3, 4 years old, maybe 5, maybe 1 to 5, and the kid's not in school yet, and you want to hang out on the weekend, we're going to set up a Daddy and Me style day, maybe once a month, where we all get together with our kids. The guys enjoy gambling and smoking and drinking, and not too much. Can't drink with those kids in the car, but may get a designated driver. And the kids will enjoy playing in the playground while the degenerate fathers are at the racetrack. Let's talk to Eddie here in Ontario. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, Timmy?
Hey, what's up with you?
Hey, not too much. Just on my way home from work.
Good for you. What do you
do
for a living?
You guys still talking about these chips and about the UPS and so forth and so on. I just want to put my input about the company that I work for. I work with Metro, with MTA, with the buses. I'm a road supervisor.
Good for you.
And the bus operators aren't recognized like I think they should be. You know, they go through a lot out there. And I do know that, 86% of the clientele are poor. You know, they can't afford these chips. But
right.
Even a box of cookies or a pack of gum or something that shows a little appreciation for these guys would be overwhelming. I mean, these guys get spit on. They get beer thrown on them. They get in these accidents with drunk drivers. I mean, you'd be surprised what these guys go through.
Yeah, I always try to let the bus drivers, you know, flash the lights and try to let them in, because I can't imagine what it's like driving up Wilshire Boulevard where you got to pull over and then get back into traffic 40 times an hour.
Yeah, that's what they get paid for, of course. But you know, it's the abuse also from the drunks that get on the buses.
Oh, it's horrible.
You know, you'd be surprised, Jeff.
The level of depression on these buses, you can cut it with a knife. I mean, nobody's smiling, nobody's having a good time.
Exactly.
All right.
So, like I said, like, even a box of cookies, you know, for these guys, and show them a little appreciation. Now, that's my input.
Where do you drive for Metro?
I cover South Central right now. Like I said, I'm a road supervisor, so I cover out towards Central, Manchester, out that way.
And what's the policy if some guy gets on and doesn't want to pay?
Well, what we tell the bus operators is for them just to quote the fare. You know, just to let them know, $1.25.
Right.
If they don't have it, don't hassle it, don't push it. Let them sit down.
Yeah, it's not worth losing a life over $1.25.
No, we're federally funded, and we're going to get our money. So,
yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, buddy.
By the way, go with De La Hoya tomorrow, bet the house.
Is that right?
That's right.
Should I bet it short, fifth round, sixth round?
I'd go 10.
10 rounds.
Yeah, at least.
All right, it's going to be a great fight.
Oh, sure. All right, have a good night.
Thanks, man. Take care of yourself. All right, there he goes, man. Yeah, those guys work their asses off, guys who drive the buses around, and they get very, very little positive input from the folks, you know, bringing their crap on that bus. So, yeah, if you have a couple of bucks, you know, toss it to them or, you know, make them a cookie or something. You know, something just to brighten up their day. I mean, hell. Driving a bus, you know, through some pretty, you know, shaky areas of Los Angeles and have to deal with a-holes all day long. Let's talk to Michael in Norwalk. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much, dude.
I'm just trying to find a way to Frosty and Heidi and Frank tomorrow.
Where are they going to be tomorrow?
They're going to be at Universal Hollywood.
At Universal Studios?
Yeah.
All right. And you want to know how to get there?
Yeah. I'm coming from Norwalk. I want to take the green line to the la la la, to the la la la.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what you do. You make your way to downtown, right?
Uh-huh.
And you get on the red line.
Okay.
And take the red line all the way out to the Universal stop. It's the second to last stop before the end there.
All right.
And it's after Highland. So once you've passed Highland, stay on the red line. It'll take you through. That's the longest leg of it, Highland to Universal. And then you jump off at Universal and walk up the hill, and it couldn't be more convenient.
That's right there?
Yeah. I mean, it literally, Universal Studios is one of the stops.
Oh, right on. Right on.
Yeah. What time do they start out there tomorrow?
I'd probably say about 10.
Noon tomorrow? Okay. Oh, yeah. I was just told noon. So they start at noon. So get out there. Yeah, it should be a great event.
All right, thanks, bud.
All right, take care of yourself, dude. Enjoy it out there. Randy, where are they going to be tomorrow? Which restaurant?
They're going to be at Universal Studios promoting the new Grinch Expo. They're going to have the new Grinch Expo at Universal Studios. They have real snow for kids to play in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I take my daughter.
So they're going to be out there from 12 to 2, just hanging out and partying and obviously drinking, because you can drink beer at Universal Studios.
Yeah, no kidding. I might slide up there with my daughter. It sounds like a good time.
Yeah, get an $8 Heineken.
All right, here are the phone numbers. Totally open phones, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Ricardo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Timmy?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, I got a joke for you. I heard it today. I know it's a day late and a dollar short, but here you go. How do you know when you have a drinking problem?
I don't know.
When you walk into a bar and the bartender knows you by the name, but you've never been in that bar before.
All right, that's pretty good.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Excellent. Let's talk to John in Orange County. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I was calling up to find out. I haven't listened to the station in a while. You guys still have that John and Jeff show still on?
That is exactly right.
Jesus Christ, these guys are terrible.
Well, John happens to be here prepping for Monday's show. John, what do you think about that?
John, what is your opinion? Why do you not like the John and Jeff show? I don't understand it. You need to give specific points and specific opinions while you disagree with liking the John and Jeff show.
That's pretty much it right there. His voice is enough to make me want to kill myself.
But what are you talking about, party people? John's got a great radio voice.
All right. All right. Listen, these two guys are friends of mine, so please. Station is, for the first time in years, everybody gets along. So let's not ruin it. Edward in Diamond Bar, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yo, Tim.
Hey.
Let's talk about that fight.
All right, let's go.
Who you got?
I think De La Hoya.
Really?
Yeah, you don't think so?
Maybe. But, you know, Pac-Man, he's very, like, aggressive. You know, I don't... When I see him fight, he never backs down. He's just like the Tasmanian devil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he has to be careful because he might get caught, you know?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I think still De La Hoya has got to be the favorite. I mean, I haven't looked up the odds, but...
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Where are you watching it?
Over at my buddy's house.
Is he making you pay?
Oh, nah. Never. Never, man. Just a lot of grub and just come on over, you know what I mean?
There you go, dude.
Yeah. But I think Pac-Man's going to get it around 11th or 12th round.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I really do, Sam.
I don't know, man. this is going to be a battle. And,
yeah, it is.
And hopefully... you know, this will bring back a little of the popularity that boxing has missed in the last 10
years.
No
doubt, man, because boxing, to me, you know, back in the day, like Hearns, Leonard, and Hagler, and Duran, and Wilfred Benitez, all those guys, now it's not like that. And I wish it would get back to that, you know?
Yeah, do you remember watching, and I think it was 92, when De La Hoya fought in the Olympics?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I remember that, man. I remember watching that on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you knew when you saw him there, when he won the gold medal, you knew this guy was going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, he has. A lot of the heavyweights. Remember Mike Weaver from Pomona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember Ricardo Lopez?
Ricardo Lopez.
Yeah.
I don't remember him. I remember...
he was a flyweight champion for 11 consecutive years.
Oh, okay. Did he fight Alexis Arguello? Do you know?
I think he fought... Was it Gonzalez? Humberto Gonzalez?
Okay, I remember him.
I think that's who he... I remember Ricardo Lopez was, I mean, he never lost a fight. I think he retired undefeated, or maybe he's still fighting. I think he's retired. But he was 50-0 at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of effing fights to go 50-0.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
There's been some great fighters, man, that have come out of Southern California.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right,
hey, remember, what's his name, Arian Pryor?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
How about the Chavez-De La Hoya fights?
Yeah, you know, he got a little boy coming up, you know, Junior.
Is that right?
Junior. Yeah. He's pretty good.
That guy had some record, too. What was he, like 95-1 or 96-1, something like that?
I know, man. He fought a lot of fights.
Yeah. I tell you, there's some great fighters out there, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, enjoy the fight tomorrow, buddy.
I will. See you soon,
right,
man.
You take care of yourself. All right, we're going to take our last break here, and then about 20 minutes from now, Sam Phillips, everybody. Totally open phones, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
I am a veteran of the war. I up and joined the army back in 1964. At 16, I just had to be a man in any corps. I volunteered for Vietnam, where I got my legs shot off.
97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Totally open phones, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Greg and Laguna, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Tim, you always talk about how you're the son of Tim Conway Sr. and how he's Mr. Carol Burnett. I'm 27 years old, and I think a lot of the audience is a giant portion is young as me. I have no idea who or what Carol Burnett even is. Can you put that into a better perspective and maybe in modern times Tim Conway Jr.?
Well, it's my father, and he's still alive and still working, and it's hard to say he was, but it was a variety show, sort of like Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
And Carol Burnett, my father, Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, Lyle Wagner, and Vicki Lawrence had a very successful show. There's about, anywhere between 20 and 30 million people used to tune in every Saturday. And the all-time high was 40 million people watching the show. And it was what we did on Saturday night, Back then, there was only three or four stations. You had CBS, NBC, and ABC. And you didn't have a lot of, there was no cable back then, no satellite TV, no VCRs. So you had to be home to watch it. And a lot of people stayed home on Saturday to watch TV, and that was one of the more successful shows for CBS.
Who's the modern day Tim Conway Sr.?
It's a good question. I haven't even thought about it. But the modern day, I don't really even know. I mean, he worked so clean and never, swore, never, did any sex scenes or talked about sex or anything like that. I don't even know if there's any comedians that can still do that. I think Brian Regan is pretty close. He works very clean. But I don't think there are any comics out there right now who are, who work exceptionally clean like my dad did.
Is there a reason why you never got into acting?
Yeah, because I'm not good at it. That's the main reason.
Right.
No, I was never really that committed to getting. I don't like being on camera, and I don't, there weren't a lot of people offering me jobs to do that either. But I love watching TV, and I think I have a tremendous amount of respect for actors and actresses because that is a very difficult job. It takes almost the commitment is 24 hours a day, and you got to really study, and it's a cutthroat business. You got to really deal with a ton of rejection and know how to deal with it. But you can check it out on YouTube. Go to YouTube and look up Carol Burnett. You can see a lot of the old stuff.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, man. All right. Take care of yourself. Let's talk to Clark in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to throw this out there, give, some respect to the airlines and, their employees. They're dealing with a lot of, you know, stuff right now with the whole fuel crisis and that going on. Even though gas prices have been going down a little, it takes a while to, you know, trickle down to the airlines. But,
right.
You know...
Who do you know that's in the business?
A friend's father.
Friend's father.
With United.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and...
For a while, my uncle, his name was Pete Wilson, like the governor. Mm-hmm. He was the number one pilot for United Airlines.
Really?
Yeah. In seniority, he had been there longest, and his route was every other week from Seattle to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Flying a 747.
Yep.
And then he had a heart attack about 45 minutes outside of Seattle, and they had to turn around and take him back to Seattle.
Wow.
But, United Airlines, he was a kick-ass guy for them for years and years.
And, you know, all these people blaming the airlines for, you know, like, their flights being delayed, that's somewhat their problem. But, you know, the airlines can't control the weather.
Right. How old are you?
They can't control I'm 14.
14.
All yes. Right.
You want to be a pilot when you grow up?
Yeah, I listen to the show all the time. But, I do want to be a pilot.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, you doing well in school?
Yep.
Good chicks?
Yep.
Good for you.
You bet.
What kind of chicks? Younger or older?
Well, obviously my age. Middle school.
14-year-old chicks?
Yep.
What do? You go out to... have you been on a date yet with them?
Couple.
Are you calling from a bathtub? Are you in a bathtub? He hung up. Sounded like the kid was in a bathtub. That's what I tell
Tim?
Him. I said, be careful using the phone in the bathtub.
Tim, but I think the way that sounded, you might end up on an Amber Alert or Megan's Law list.
No, but I wanted to warn him because it sounded like there's a lot of water there. If you're using like a cordless phone, you know, you can't drop that in the tub.
Yeah, but all of a sudden it's, hey, so, you in the bathtub?
In a tub? Sounds like he's in a tub. All right. That's a decent kid, though. He's going to grow up and wants to be a pilot, and he's telling everybody to give pilots a break. It's not their fault. I think it's a good rule. All right, let's talk to TC in Orange County. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
TC Jr., what's up?
Hey, what's up, dude?
You scared that kid off, man.
Yeah, kid was in a tub, man. There he goes.
I think all that grilling about girls, man, I think he was making some stuff up anyway.
Yeah.
hey, listen, I got, you were talking about that Pacquiao De La Hoya fight from, that's coming up tomorrow, and you're one of the fight arts or work.
Yeah, I saw it was 2033, is that right?
It's, two to one De La Hoya is a 2-1 favorite, although the money in the last week has gone more toward Pacquiao, so it's lowered the odds. So I think a lot of people are starting to put some money on the underdog. And it's hard to imagine that Pacquiao is an underdog to begin with. But I think the big question mark of this is the size difference in terms of Pacquiao's coming up in weight. De La Hoya is coming down in weight.
Right.
And so Pacquiao is lightning quick. I mean, there is no question about that. But De La Hoya is a lot more powerful just because of his natural size.
How old is Pacquiao?
Pacquiao, I want to say he's like in his late 20s.
Right.
And De La Hoya is obviously, you know, 36 now or something like that.
Yeah,
so.
No, De La Hoya is 51.
Yeah, in boxing years, sure. Yeah. But De La Hoya sells pay-per-views. That's the golden ticket right there for the pay-per-view industry.
Well, I just looked up real quick. Pacquiao's 5 years younger than De La Hoya.
Okay, all right. So what is Pacquiao, 30, 31?
Yeah, he's born in 78. So he's, he'll actually, you know what's really weird? He's going to turn 30 next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be 29 for the fight. They're talking about this guy, about Pac-Man, if he wins this fight, going back to the Philippines to run for Congress, eventually be president. That's how popular this kid is in the Philippines.
Huge. I mean, my fiance is Filipino.
Right.
And she, and I'm friends with a lot of her family members, and we're getting together tomorrow night to watch the fight. And it is a huge, you don't understand how big Manny Pacquiao is the Filipino community, Filipino-American community. Right. I mean, it's just...
Not only that, but in the Philippines, I mean, everything is shutting down tomorrow for this fight.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And what's the difference? It's probably being shown at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, over there with a time difference.
Yeah.
But it's a huge thing. Like, I'm telling you, I went to De La Hoya Chavez 1, where you had, you know, the Mexicans, this was in like 97, 98. So you had the Mexican nationalist, who is like a living legend, fighting Oscar De La Hoya, you know, the Mexican-American golden boy, handsome, got everything going for him. And I remember the Mexican-Americans turning on De La Hoya because it wasn't necessarily that De La Hoya was a bad guy. It was just that they were fighting their boxing idol, their god.
Right.
And now I've seen that difference. Obviously, everyone loves De La Hoya now, but that's why this fight is so intriguing. But, you know, if De La Hoya loses tomorrow, it's going to be a whole different thing because we don't know what his future is going to be. If Pacquiao wins, then it's just going to reaffirm his pound-for-pound number one fighter in the world. But
I've never seen De La Hoya fight in person, but I was at the Staples Center when Pac-Man took on Velasquez.
He's never lost to a Mexican fighter. He's beaten every Mexican fighter he's fought. But I mean, De La Hoya is a Mexican American fighter, and obviously a different caliber, you know. So, but you know, like I was saying earlier, the pay per view industry is predicated for boxing, at least, especially with the influx of the new success of the UFC and all the mixed martial arts, and you know, versus pro wrestling in general.
Right.
Boxing needs De La Hoya to be successful here. I mean,
did Pacquiao did he fought Morales? Did he beat him twice?
Yep. No. I want to say they fought three times. The first time, De La Hoya.
Oh, that's right. They did fight three times, right?
Yeah, and it was real close. All three fights were close, and he ended up winning like two, and they drew one. I can't remember, but Pacquiao got the edge on all the fights.
Yeah, and this guy, I mean, yeah, he's very quick, and it's going to be. I hope it's a one of those great fights where all they do is punch each other.
Well, that's what it's going to be because Pacquiao just doesn't go down too as well. Yeah. But it's going to be, and you were saying about him going back to the Philippines and running for be the president. He could do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Celebrity is.
Even if he doesn't win that fight. But if he wins, it's going to be over. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling, man.
All right, see you.
All right, take care of yourself. Let's talk to Arian. Or Arian. What's your name there in L.A.?
What's his name again?
No. Arian's the thing. I'm Arian.
Arian, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, listen, first of all, I'm a big De La Hoya, and if boxing's rigged, it's about as fair and balanced as, Pakistan is our ally. I don't know.
So, just, who do you think's going to win?
De La Hoya.
De La Hoya.
But I'll tell you this.
What round?
Put it like this. If he has a good fight for 9 rounds, and the 10th round he just sits around, the fight will go to the other guy. That's how the judges are. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah,
anyway, listen, what's up with the calls tonight, man? One guy calls you up, how do I get to Hall at Universal Studios?
Another guy calls you up.
Please,
listen. I have no, I can't, go into somebody's phone and say, please don't act retarded on the air.
There was one phone call, by the way, which I will not object to. Anybody that calls the show complaining about John and Jeff, that's A-OK.
Get out of here. All right, we got to get out of here. Sam Phillips is next. Got to thank Gina Grant for doing news and kicking ass all week. And also Randy Wang, the best board op in all of radio. Thanks to the two of you, we couldn't do this show without you.
Hey, Timmy, we couldn't do this show without you.
Seriously, Tim.
Oh, I have never heard truer words in my life. All right, Sam Phillips is up next. I'll see you Monday. I'm sorry, tomorrow on KFWB at 980. KFWB 980 at 5 p.m. with my good friend Dave Harden. And then back on Monday right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
The other Middle Eastern place I went into, Al Wazir over in Hollywood. As I told you, the guy wouldn't take my $10 Amex card for the $4 falafel sandwich.
What?
Did I tell you that one?
No.
Oh, Jesus. I feel like I've told the story 1,000 times. This is how surly these people are. Their food is great. They know it's great, but they're total a-holes. Al Wazir is over in Hollywood. I used to go there all the time. I ordered a falafel sandwich. It was literally $3.99. I reach for my wallet. There's no cash.
Right.
The guy says, I say, do you take plastic? He says, yeah, but it's a $10 minimum. I said, fine. Just charge me the 10. He said, no. I said, you don't understand. I just want to pay the 10. And listen, I have two shows on basic cable, and I'm in a rush. Just take the $10 for the falafel. No. I said, I think you're misunderstanding what I'm trying to do here. I'm not trying to pay for the falafel $4.12 with the thing. I'm saying, charge me the minimum. No.
97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.